Good morning and happy Sabbath. I see about 1,000 kids and I only heard one. Good morning and happy Sabbath.
Good morning and happy Sabbath.
All right. Is everybody awake this morning? Barely? Well, you guys look good. I'll tell you that. You look awake, okay? You're beautiful, all right? This morning we're going to talk about Moses and how he had a talk with God on a mountain. The Israelites arrived in the region of Mount Sinai exactly 2 months after leaving Egypt. They set up camp at the bottom of the mountain. Then Moses climbed up the mountain to talk with God. "Remind the people of what I have done for them," God said. "Tell them they will be my special people. If they obey me, they will be a holy nation." When Moses came down from the mountain, he called the leaders together. He told them what God had said to him. "We will do everything God asks," the leaders said. So Moses told the Lord what the leaders had said. "I will come to you as a thick cloud," God told Moses. "The people will hear me. They will trust you then. Have them wash and be clean. I will come the day after tomorrow. Set boundaries so the people will not come too close to me. If they do, they will die." So Moses passed these instructions on to the people. On the appointed day, there was a terrible storm with thunder and lightning. A great cloud came down upon the mountain, and there was a mighty blast like the sound of a trumpet made from a ram's horn. Moses led the people to see the bottom of the mountain. There they could hear God, but could not see him. The mountain was covered with smoke that rose up into the sky. The mountain shook as if an earthquake had come. Moses spoke. God replied in a voice like thunder. God called Moses to the top of the mountain for more instructions. "Warn the people not to cross that boundary," God said. "If they do, they will die." So Moses went down and told the people what God had said. Isn't that interesting? So what do you guys think the important thing, what God wanted the people to do? Don't go past the boundary, right? He wanted them to be obedient, right? To obey. So what do you think when mom and dad tell you guys to do something and they want you to obey? So God told them these specific instructions because it was for their good, right? He didn't want them to die, but God warned them because he loved them that if they went past the boundaries, they would die. That's the same thing that mom and dad does for you when they warn you. Don't touch that, it's hot. Don't go out that front door. Don't talk to strangers, right? Because even though you may not know why they tell you not to do these things, they understand that it's for your safety because they love you so much and they don't want you to just get into trouble or get hurt by just doing whatever you want. Because if the people of Israel had just did what they want, and what would have happened if God would have just not told them anything and not warned them and they crossed the boundaries, what would have happened? Exactly. They would have died. So what are you guys going to do when your mom and dad tells you something next time? Obey. You promise. Say, "I promise."
"I promise."
All right. Now your mom and dad listening too, okay? They're going to hold you to that, all right? So who wants to pray this morning? All right, we got Brilliant and Addie. Okay? All right.
Thank you for me to have a nice day. And thank you for me to understand. Thank you for me to have a good loving day. And thank you for me to understand. Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for my mommy and daddy and everything else. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you.